Carolyn Meisel. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Well, let's talk about some background, if I could. My table setter, what I call table setter. Where are you from?
I was born originally in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a transplant up here in the Northwest.
Okay. And you are an artist. Now, so many ways to be an artist. What kind of art do you gravitate toward?
Well, water media, primarily. I use watercolor and acrylics. I started out actually as an oil painter, but my allergies kind of prevented me from pursuing that. So I'm working with water media, and then I also love pastels. I also add some fiber arts and some jewelry to that repertoire. So it's whatever I feel like doing.
And the background in your painting too, did you have formal training in painting?
I did. I have an undergraduate degree in visual arts from the University of North Dakota.
And subject matter, what do you like to paint?
Oh, all kinds of things. Flowers and scenes from my life. Nature, primarily. I love nature, and I'm a real nature girl, and I love painting anything that has to do with the woods or the water or flowers or birds and animals, that kind of thing. So just little snippets from my life.
So when you paint, are you looking for that realistic look or more abstract?
I would say more representational.
Okay.
And expressive, not abstract. I can't seem to get that, but I love just, you know, the actual item itself and portraying that.
In painting all these years, has anyone influenced you as to style and how you paint?
Well, I've had some classes along the way. You know, we tend to take workshops and things like that as artists. And I think that there are a lot of different artists that I've learned from. My favorite artist is Georgia O'Keeffe. I love her work, but I don't paint like her. So, but she's just, I love the color, and I think that's one of my primary loves is color.
What motivates you to paint?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I've tried to quit a few times, and I'm just not able to. It's just one of those things. It's almost like a healthy addiction, you know. I don't know. I think for me, it's just such gratitude for the beauty around me and focusing on that versus some of the negative things that are around us and seeing a lot of beauty in nature and in people, too. You know, people and animals. I love animals. And I just, you know, want to present that positive element.
My guest again this afternoon is Carolyn Meisel, area artist. And she's also very active, a member of the Riverwalk Artists Group in East Grand Forks. And for those who are new listeners and don't know what that is, would you give us a nice explanation as to what that's about?
We're a group of artists. We operate somewhat like a co-op, and we have a focus of educating the public, providing an environment for artists to show their work. We have a wonderful gallery that is a great venue for people who are artists who are really taking the next step in their work by showing it. Can't believe the number of wonderful, talented people in the Northwest region. It's amazing to me. And to have a beautiful venue to show your work is just an added benefit that we don't typically have as artists.
Where is your gallery located?
Well, we're located in the River Cinema Mall in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And we share space, actually, with the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. They have been a tremendous help and support to us through the 7 years that we've been there. They also present some wonderful exhibits of local artists. Several of our artists, you know, that's how they came to be at our gallery permanently, is that they were part of a show or an exhibit with Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and they stayed. So we were very fortunate in that. But it's a great place for artists. And like I said, Northwest Minnesota Arts Council has been so helpful to us and actually invited us in the first place to participate and open a gallery there. So we're very glad to partner with them.
Within your gallery, what will folks see? What kind of artwork?
Well, they'll see a variety of art. And by the way, we're always looking for new members. Right now, we have a membership drive going on. And we have artists who are painters, sculptors, people who do jewelry work, fiber artists. And we're looking for people who do those kinds of things who would like to take that next step and show their work.
And how can folks become members and participate in the gallery?
We have applications at the gallery, and they can come in and take a look and, you know, review the application and see if that's something that they want to do. They can also contact us at riverwalkartists@gmail.com, simply filling out a form and then providing some examples of their work. And then as a group, we vote on whether that we think that that person would be appropriate for our gallery. And that's basically the simple process that is involved. It's all lower caps, riverwalkartists@gmail.com.
All right. And one more question. Time is flying by here. When is the gallery open?
The gallery is open Friday and Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. and on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m.
All right. Right downtown, East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for joining me once again. We talked a couple of years ago, or maybe more. Good to hear your voice again, and I'm glad you are still producing the artwork, and you're so involved because it does take effort to keep these things front and center for the public, and nothing but the best with the gallery and your personal endeavors on the art front.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Carolyn Meisel.